all the different congregation we attended, and I can truly say that the Lord, he was there.
Thank you.
Amen. And he worked wonders. And when this the Lord led me to do this, it was kind of, I didn't know, a tour that's going from place to place, and I haven't really seen none of it and I will, you know, kind of question God, Lord, what is this? I mean, you know, going here, going there, going all around, amen. But one thing about it, he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm glad I got a voice.
Yes.
I'm a little hoarse now. Amen. I got to get me some lemons to suck on. Praise God. You know, lemons strengthen your throat. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that I can still talk. And I know y'all been praying for us. I can feel the prayers. I want to just leave a thought here with you tonight. Amen. And the Lord gave me this topic here. We shall be like Jesus. Ain't that a good thing to be? Amen. How many want to be like Jesus? Look out, somebody. I'm going to raise two hands. Amen. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be like him. And we're going to read some scripture. We won't be too long tonight. But we just want to, encourage you. That's all I'm here. I'm not here to pick a fight with you because I don't want to get beat up. Amen. I'm just here to declare the good news. Amen. To let you know, amen, it don't matter what we're doing, where we're going, amen, we have in our life and what's going on. But at the end of the day, we got to be like Jesus. Amen, amen. Because we got to go back to his heaven.
Yes.
How many know heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace? And sin cannot enter there. Praise God. Amen. You know, we all, it don't matter who we are, what our zip code may be. Amen. It don't matter what neighborhood we're living in, our DNA. But we all got to be like Jesus. Amen. And when we like Jesus, when we leave this place, we're going to be able to go back with him. Amen. And I'm glad. Whenever that day is, we can all be together.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I see sometime, I just talked to Brother Ivan. He told me this morning how Sister Dolores Bradley and his friend passed away. Amen. Look like death's come by two now. Amen. Back in the day, every now and then, years ago, folks would die. But they're going by two, three by threes, and four by fours. But I just hope and pray that they knew Jesus, praise God, for their personal Savior. So we want to just not look at your sister, not look at your brother and trying to examine them and put in your yardstick and see how tall they are, amen, or how what they need. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Praise God. We want you to eyeball yourself. Amen. Look upon yourself and make sure that you are doing the will of the Lord. That's the only thing that will escape us from being like Jesus. Amen. When you don't follow his procedures, praise God, I preach, amen. When you preach a lot of messages, kind of tie right in. Amen. But in Boley today, amen, assignment. Amen. We got assignment to do. The word of the Lord is assignment. Amen. He give everyone, amen, this assignment.
Yes.
So make sure that you are doing the requirements of the Lord. Praise God. Make sure you're living a holy life. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you. Yes. And I feel that. I can feel the acceptance. Amen. You're accepting this. Sometimes you preach, you feel a little little head bush growing up. But I can feel you that you all are accepting what is being said. I can feel it through the Spirit. So I'm glad we have accepted hearts and we, amen, don't try to, amen, just let it, as the day my mom used to say, like water rolling off a duck back. Praise God. But it's there. It's, you're receiving it, and that's a blessing. Amen. Number one, we must, amen, to be like Jesus, we must quit the sin business. Praise God. Amen. We must live a holy life. We must make some adjustments of our lives. Sometimes we see we need to make a little adjustments, like mechanics sometimes give you a fine tune up. Amen. Sometimes little adjustments. The carburetor need to be adjusted. Amen. Try to make sure it's running like it need to be ran. So we have to do the same thing with our spiritual lives. We got to make sure that we got everything in place. Song we sing, it take time to be holy. Amen. It take time to be holy. Praise God. You just can't run through this thing and just, amen, just do what you want to do. But, amen, let's see what the Lord have us to do. Amen. Praise God. We must also keep the commandments of the Lord. How many know his commandments are not grievous? We are able to do it. One thing about God, he don't tell us to do nothing that he don't give us the grace to do. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we say, oh, how can I do this? How can I live this free from sin life? Praise God. You think the Lord will tell us to live free from sin life and don't give us the grace to do it? Yes. Amen. Praise God. He give us the grace to live this life, because it ain't you living in anyhow. It is he. It's the Lord that greater in us. It's that greater man in us. Praise God. That lead us and he guide us unto all truth. Praise God. Amen. There's a scripture, I'll quote this scripture where it said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We are new creature in Christ when we serve the Lord. Amen. And old things are passed away. All the old ways, these old actions. Amen. But the Bible said, and all things are become new. Amen. How many know when you get converted? How many know when you turn your life over to God? Things you used to do, you don't do it anymore. You got a new walk. You got a new talk. You got new directions. You got new friends. I had to give up my friends. Amen. Because my friends will take me down to the barn. Praise God. But I'm so glad that I have to listen to God. Praise God. Follow his procedure. Praise ye the Lord. And I thank the Lord because I want to be like the Lord. Amen. I want to be like Jesus. Praise God. I made a great decision. I made a decision. Amen. Years ago that I want to be like the Lord. It's time to make some godly decisions. It's time to make, amen, a mind to know that I'm going to be like Jesus. Amen. Is that all right? Can I sing a song in just a few minutes? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Turning back. I like this verse. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. That's what we need. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. Look out. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind. No turning back. No turning back. Glory, glory, hallelujah, Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. No turning back, no turning back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you got that, made that great decision that I'm going to follow Jesus all the way. Yes. Amen. You can take the world, but just give me Jesus. That's right. Amen. That's all I need is Jesus. Right. And he will carry all of us through. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his greatness. Yes. Praise you, the Lord. Now let's turn here, praise God, to 1 John. 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. There are some instructions and some information that we can alert us to let us know how, amen, to carry ourselves so we can make sure that we are on the winning side. Amen. First John, the third chapter. Let's start at that second verse and we're going to read down to the ninth. It said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you know, in order to be with the Lord, we got to make sure that we really want to be like him. Amen. How is he? He's holy. He's righteous. He's pure. Amen. The Bible said only but the pure in heart shall see God. It may be some measure of room and some measure of time for us to measure up when we slacken, praise God. It's no time to slack. It's time to be more like Jesus and less like ourselves. Amen. And we got to be honest with ourselves. Praise God. Amen. Because the Lord up high and he looked low. He knows your heart. He weighs your heart. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows if you, amen, doing everything you know to do good. Praise God. He knows if you, amen, need to measure up. Praise God. Amen. It's a challenge to be like the Lord. You got to keep your salvation updated. You can't have no outdated salvation. Praise God. Amen. When the Lord come, as I said earlier, we want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on and enter in to the joys of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we have to take time and amen and examine ourselves and check ourselves out and weigh our option. And, amen. And just make sure that everything is all right. Amen. Because sometimes their will could be, amen, our lives could be a little bit out of order. Praise God. So if you want to be like Jesus, amen, this is a daily thing. Praise God. And you got to work on you. Amen. I didn't tell you to work on nobody else. Amen. Work on you. Praise God. That's a full-time job. I know it's a full-time job working on me. Praise God. Amen. I have to pray to the Lord every day. Lord, help me. Keep me, Lord, in the straight and narrow. Help me not to go to the left, and amen, but to keep me going to the right. Praise God. How many know how to get to heaven? You don't need no GPS. This is your GPS right here. Amen. How to get to heaven is take a right and keep straight. Right. You get right up to heaven. Now, so many people take a left turn. Amen. You'll go, amen, and you'll be into the everlasting lake, hell fire. I'm not going to the left. There's an artist named this, what a name. Oh. But anyway, she's not a gospel artist, but an R&B artist. Amen. She sings. Amen. Right on the tip of my tongue. And she sings a song, go to the left, go to the left. Amen. But I'm telling you, to get to heaven, we got to go to the right. Yes. Go to the right. So I know she's going the wrong direction. Amen. Beyonce, that's what I'm talking about. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to the right.
That's right.
Praise God. That's where heaven. We want to go to the right and keep straight. Amen. And this book right here, take it. Praise God. You don't have to put in any of your GPS and just get wrapped up and tied up in the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. From Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Sometimes people said, I don't know. Amen. Well, this will tell you how to live a holy life. Praise God. Because I tell you, I do want to be like the Lord. Amen. So the Bible teaching us, it said, beloved, now, not next week, but now, are we the sons of God? And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But it's one thing we know, that when he shall appear, when Jesus shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. It ain't going to be no deception here. We're going to be able to see him as he is. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. So sometime it may be some moving up room. We may need to get our rakes out. Amen. And rake this greatness in, this word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise. Yeah. This is what's life. This, you know, the word of God is life. Praise ye the Lord. It brings life. It brings excitement. Amen. There's no dullness in the Lord. All of this the Lord is doing. Amen. Sometimes it bothers me when I see people just look like they just having so many struggles. They look like they can't hardly make it. What's going on? Amen. They might need a dose of Jesus. Amen. Jesus make it right. You might look at me and say, what's wrong with that fellow up there? What's wrong with that fellow up there? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with me. I'm intoxicated with Jesus. Amen. I'm just enjoying his greatness. Amen. I'm just wrapped up in him. I'm excited. I was flying down on the plane. Every flight I got on, the Lord had me sit beside a person that was a Christian. And I tell you what, we talk about Jesus from the time I got on that plane until the time I got here. Praise God. And they was asking questions. And then one of them said, what are you going to preach? I told them I'm on a gospel tour. What are you going to preach? I said, sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to preach. But you better worry about that. I'm going to preach. And I'm going to tell whatever God tells me to say. And I know y'all are not going to kick me out of here. Not my brother Ivan sitting there with y'all. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Be excited about Jesus. What is he doing for you? He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. You have blood running warm in your veins. You are numbered among the living. We got so much to praise him for. Amen. So I'm not complaining. I'm just glad I'm in the number. Somebody said when the saints go marching in, I'm going to be in the number. But I want to say you can be right there.
That's right.
Amen. Right in the number of the Lord. So let's be like the Lord. And I'm going to read here. Sometimes people say, how you be like the Lord? What do you have to do? Well, this word to tell us. The Bible says, let's read the third verse. It said that every man that has this hope in him, what you're supposed to do is purify himself even as he is pure.
Yes.
So we got to be pure like the Lord.
Yes.
He is pure and clean and holy. So we must be pure and clean and holy.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. And it said, and whosoever committed sin, transgression also the law, for the sin is the transgression of the law. Somebody say a sin in Christians. What is a sin in Christian? If you sin and you're not a Christian. Amen. Whosoever sin is of the devil. I don't care what color the sin may be. It can be white sin and black sin and all other kind of sin. Sin is sin. I don't care what color it is. Little sin and big sin. All sin will take you to hell. Amen. And one thing about the Lord, he don't weigh sin either. He don't have no scale to weigh. Well, you know, you got 3 pounds of sin. You ain't too bad. But here, this man over here got 80 pounds of sin. I know you going to the lake. Come on, somebody. He don't work that way. Sin is sin. No small, no large. All of them send you to hell. And I ain't planning to go there. Amen. I'm planning to go to heaven. And we all can go. Because we got this. The Lord can send his anointing. He can send his power to help all of us to make it. Only thing we need is a well made up mind. Amen. And know where you want to go. Know your destination. My destination is heaven. Amen. I'm not going to let nothing trip me up. I will not allow nothing to stop me. I will not allow nothing to hinder me. Amen. Because on my journey, I want to end up in heaven. Amen. And we all can do so. But the devil, he as the Bible says, he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He don't want you to go. He get his leg and trip, try to trip you, try to make you fall, allow things to happen. Amen. Get all mixed up. Families now, amen, they ain't speaking to me. And man, we always was close. Now my family not speaking to me. And amen, I was talking to somebody here in Oklahoma, and they was talking about how, you know, the family, they're just in disarray. They just don't have no kind of communication. But see, that's the trick of the enemy. Yes, that's the trick of the devil. Yes, and we got to pursue peace. Amen. To pursue peace, man, we got to work hard to keep, amen, in unity. See, the devil want to break up unity. That's amen. And oneness. Yes. Praise God. But we got to work hard. And you just pray to God and tell the Lord to keep me, amen, in your will. Keep me doing the right thing. Praise God. Help me to know how to deal with people. You know, you got to know how to deal with people. Praise God. Amen. And so you can talk and be led by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We need the Holy Spirit every step of the way.
Yes.
I cannot even walk unless he guide me. I cannot even talk unless he give me the strength. Praise God. Amen. You know, we have to be led by the power of God on what we say. Sometimes you can offend somebody because you're talking out of turn. You got to pray, seek the Lord. Lord, I'm going to say amen. Let me just hold off right here. Let me pray. Get the mind of you, Lord. I don't want my mind, because my mind will create chaos. Amen. My mind will make things happen. But Lord, I want the mind of the Lord. And I believe that's why he said, amen. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. See, because your mind sometimes, it you know, go in and out. Praise God. You may have some mental illness. I don't know. But whatever you have, God can heal. God can help you in your time of adversity. Praise God. I think that's wonderful. We got a big God that can solve our big problems. Amen. We can call on him. And not always. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes you may trip and you may fall, but just don't stay there. Get up, brush off, and start again. Amen. See? The Lord is still your God. Sometimes the devil wants you to feel you fail, and then you feel like, oh, it's all my salvation is just in the dump now. No, it's not. Call on the Lord.
Yes.
I mean, you know he's a merciful God.
Yes,
amen. He's a God that you can call on him anytime, and he's right there ready to hear our cry. You know, the Lord wants us to live a holy life. The Lord wants us to live right. The Lord wants us to be nice and kind. Amen. He don't want us to be all mean and all, amen, just scrappy and cow. Come on. Amen. Sometimes we as Christians, we got to be careful. Amen. Sometimes people both be Christians and they all face all toe up. Amen. We ain't in the jaws. And you, how you gonna help somebody get saved if you're not making this way attractive?
That's right.
This way you can be attractive.
Yes.
Where people want what you have.
Yes, that's
right. If you're looking out with a bad countenance and they look at you, they come back up. They don't want nothing you got. I don't care how much you talk all this and talking about Jesus good and he's good all the time. He'll do this, he'll do that. But people looking at your action.
Yes. Yes.
And what in your heart will come out. So we got to be careful. We don't want to allow the devil to, amen, be in us. And we sometimes wonder why people's not really accepting this thing. Because sometimes it's your presentation. Amen. You have to know how to present this. Heaven is a holy place. That's happy. Amen. I'm happy. It's holy. I want to go there. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. And guess what? You can go too.
That's right.
Come on, boy.
That's right.
Come on and let's ride. Amen. This gospel train. Come on and let's be more like the Lord. Because I want to go to his heaven. And God ain't going to accept just anything. We got to make sure that he put approval on our life. When he shall appear, I shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Praise God. So sin got to go. Because you're going to be seeing another partner. It ain't going to be Jesus. Amen. We got to live a righteous life. Only but the pure in heart shall see God. That's just point blank. There's no gray areas there. How many know you're either in or out? You're either saved or unsaved. You're either doing right or you're doing wrong. Examine yourself. I'm not going to point fingers at nobody. But examine yourself. And make sure that you're doing the will of the Lord. I don't know about you. I don't want to be left behind. I want to make sure I be like Jesus. So he can come back for me. Lord, if I have committed sins, if I transgress the law, Lord, I want you to help me. Madam, it don't matter how long we've been saved. Sometimes we might did a little error. You might live in Rome. You might be caught up in adultery. You might be having two or three wives and two or three husbands. We live in a time now where people trading women and men like they're trading cars. Amen. You know, one day they got a Chevrolet. One year they got a Chevrolet. And I'm tired of this Chevrolet. I'm going to get me a Mercedes. Amen. Drive that a year or two. Now I want to go get me a Ford F-150 truck. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, the Bible teach us one husband and one wife. That's the word of the Lord. And you can't compromise with that either. You know, sometimes we'll try to, well, you know, brother, it ain't just straight cut out adultery because this happened and that happened. Don't explain it to me. You have to explain it to the Lord. I'm just going to tell you what the word says. Huh?
Yes.
All of this is being like the Lord.
Amen.
When he shall appear, we got to be like him.
Yes.
If you are a liar, you know, there's a person back at home, you can't. You don't know you tell the truth or a lie because he lies a lot. Amen. He'll say something he'll do, and he don't. A lot of times don't do what he promised he's gonna do. But what did the Bible say? All liars shall have a part in the lake of hell fire. This is a standard here, church. This is the word of the living God, and we have to do what it says. Amen. We got to follow it. This is our roadmap from earth to glory. Amen. This is what keeps us on fire for God. This is what makes us live a holy life because we're doing what the word say do. I know the world is crooked and the world is wicked and a lot of things happening. Amen. Until this world get right. Amen. What gonna make it right is everybody go by the book. Amen. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Praise God. It don't matter who you are, what job you work at. If you're the president of the United States of America, or you're just a little peon that feeds the pigs. We all got to go by the book.
That's right.
Amen. Not just hold the book. Not just, you know, some people get the book and they just love the Bible. I'm just going to put it on my dash, into my car, on my car. And you, I see people got it on the dash and just ride this book all wherever they're going. If they're going to Walmart, the book is riding with them. Amen. They go to Lowe's, they get so sick. Amen. The book is just riding. What good is that? And then you look at the book, you got so much dust on it, you can't read it. How many know? It's a saying, dusty Bible make dusty lives. Amen. Sometimes you go in people's home, they got it open in their family room, just open. And most of the time it's on Psalms, the 23rd chapter, because I have a look. But you got to take that thing out of that countertop and thought, hello, and read eternal life. Read what God is trying to help us. See, just having the Bible, amen, and toting around, but you got to live that word. Amen. Read it. Live it. Praise God. Amen. And be partakers of the word. Amen. That's what it's going to take. How many know 99.5 ain't good enough? Come on, somebody. We got to make 100%. 100%. You know what 100% is? Just following his word. Doing his word. Amen. Not saying you ain't going to make no mistakes. Because God knows we all are human. And sometimes we make a mistake, but God is right faithful and just to help us. Praise God. Ain't that good? Amen. But let me say something about perfect. People say, everybody's saying, you can't do a perfect. Oh, yes, you can. God wouldn't give his word and tell you how to live, give you requirements, and don't give you grace to live it. Ain't that right? What's that scripture said? It's a scripture said he will keep us from falling and present us faultless.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That's the word. And I know sometimes we'll, you know, make a mistake, and a mistake ain't a sin unless you continue in that same sin. Amen. Sometimes people do something, keep doing it over and over, and then call it a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's a sin then, because the Bible says when you know to do good and do it not, it is a sin. Now, you did it one time, that was a mistake. But you do it a second time, it ain't a mistake. That's a sin. Because you got knowledge of what you're doing. And when people keep saying, oh, yeah, we do this, we everybody perfect, then that make them feel like, well, I can just do anything I want to do. Just ask God to forgive me. Because he said he'll forgive 7 times 7. Don't play with God. He knows your heart.
Yes, he does.
Amen. And he can keep you from sin. And we're going to read what the word says. The word will tell you. See, it ain't what Brother Jerry's saying. It's what the word of God is saying. Let's see what the word say here. Amen. All right. The word here being the main scripture I'm speaking of. The Lord is holy. He's sinless. So we're supposed to be like him. So we're supposed to be sinless like him, because we're going to see him. And it said, and every man that had this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. The Lord is pure. Pure means clean, holy, spotless. Whosoever commit transgresses also the law. If you commit sin, then you break the law. Amen. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested. That was the reason why Jesus was born on the cross, to save his people from their sin and not in their sin. Amen. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is what? No sin. Now what that means? If you don't have no sin, then you're a perfect person.
But people say you can't live free from sin. You said that right, because you can't. But if you get God in you, God can. If you get the Lord in you, he can help you. But you can't do it on your own. I start agreeing with them folks when they say, well, I can't live free. I said, you said that right. But if you get the Lord in you, now he can help you to live a free from sin life. You can't do it on your own. You are weak. But God is mighty. And he can help us. Because it is him that liveth through us. See? When you get the Christ in you, he's your hands. He's your feet. He's your mind.
Yes.
Amen. And he won't allow you to keep making them left turns.
That's right.
Is that right? Come on now. Amen. That's how the Lord showed me. And sometimes we keep boasting on all this. We can't live free. Oh, yes, we can live free from sin.
That's right.
Yes, we can. If the world continue to last, you know, the word is just getting faded out. It's a lot of compromising now. And sometimes folks will come, Yeah. Sometimes I come in at night from my ice cream truck and I count money. Sometimes I make a mistake. I thought I had $30, but Brother Ivan, I had $32 when I recounted. So I made a mistake. Amen. Sometimes you can speak out of turn. You can be talking to a sister, yes, brother. Things like that don't happen. But your job is to, when it happens, get it right. You know, last Sunday I spoke to you and I spoke a little hasty. I didn't, the Lord checked me and something started turning in me.
Yes.
And I want to go to you and I want to apologize.
Yes.
I didn't do that just right.
That's right.
See, things like that don't happen. But when it comes down to sin,
yes,
major sin, amen, God can keep us.
That's right.
He can keep us. Praise God. He can keep us from lying and cheating and beating and whoring and doing all these evils. He can keep us.
That's right.
That's what makes the difference. That's why we are Christians. Amen. And Christian means Christ-like. And there's a big difference from sinners and Christians. Sinner sin. Christian is Christ-like. You living a holy life. You're doing God's will. You walking in greatness. You walking in the power of God. Thank you.
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing all right. I hear Sister Callaway. You right. And you know what? That's right. See, when you stick with the word, ain't nobody can bother you. And I stick with the word. Now, that's how I see that. Because he said, what did it say here? And ye know that he was manifested means he was made known to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now, if we're going to be like him, then we have to have no sin. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Amen. And guess what? And the Lord is him that can help us to do that. We can't do it on our own. That's why we have to pray and seek God and say, Lord, help me here. I'm in a tough spot here, Lord. I need you right here, Lord. And the Lord will show up and he'll show out. Praise God. It says, whosoever abide in him, sin it not. Uh-oh, that make it even more plainer. If you abide in the Lord, you sin it not.
Yes.
We sing that song in our hymn book, Abiding in the Lord. We can sing it, but we got to live it.
Yes, that's right.
Whosoever abide in him, sin it not. And whosoever sinned have not seen him, neither known him. Now, if you sin, you don't know the Lord. Hello.
Yes.
That ain't what Brother Jerry is saying. That's what the word is saying.
Yes.
Whosoever sinned have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, talking to us. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil. You can't serve two masters. Either you love the one or hate the other. or despise the other. See, if you sin, the Bible says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the what? Devil. I don't want to be of the devil. I want to be of Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Amen. Thank you. We can. And guess what? I'm going to be like Paul, too. I'm going to say, I can do all things. I know sometimes it looks hard, it looks impossible, but I want to tell you it's just right for God. Amen. You pray and you seek God, you get serious with God, God can help you. Amen. In whatever crisis you may be in. That's what makes him God. He won't name God just be naming God. God is a supreme being. God can work miracles. God can turn things around. God can fix things. Amen. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God, do we have any folks that's born of God in here tonight? Come on, somebody. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Amen. Don't sugarcoat this word, church. We got to take it as it is. I don't care how rough and tough it may seem. You got to do what you need to do to make sure you get to heaven. And I believe that's why the Lord had me to come. Amen. Not just here, but everywhere. I preach this gospel everywhere because we're fighting that same devil. He's the same devil in Guthrie, Oklahoma, in Bowie, Oklahoma. Praise God, in Wichita, Kansas. Amen. In North Carolina. Everywhere you go, the devil is working. He's walking. The Bible said he's walking about as a roaring lion. But I'm here to tell you, I'm just putting my little human reason behind it. But he's running. He's running. Going to your house. Going to my house. Going everywhere and trying to deceive folks. But we got to stand up and let the devil know. You might come, but you get ready to get out of here. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You got to go. Don't play with the devil. Because he'll have you compromising the word. You start reasoning with him. Oh, you know. Like I had a brother. I'm going to say this, then I'm going to finish up. Amen. And I'm going back to Carolina in the morning. My brother was in prison. He's been in and out of prison. And every time he come out, he got a new gospel. He come to me, he said, Jerry, you know, we used to teach it like this. But you know what? I see it like this. You know, the word say this, but listen. He said, I don't know what we were bringing out, but it was a deception piece of gospel. Mm-hmm. And I said, hold on here. I said, hold your point right there. I said, now you've been in prison. Lord, I would check my spirit and let me know what went on. See, Islam is the main gospel, even church. Islamic, that's what they teach in those prisons. That's more than Christianity. And they be talking to the Christian brothers, and they be saying, you know, this how it is, that how it is. Then my brother go and they'll be talking to him, then he get deceived. Amen. You know, having five-side chats. Then coming out, and he come out to me, he's going to tell me some stuff that the Word of God didn't say. I said, hold on. I said, now you done got deceived. That's not gospel. That's, you done listen. I said, I know what happened. You went in there and talked about them Islamic folks, the Muslims, and now you want to come out and deceive me. You may have got deceived, but no, the Word said what it said, and it meant just what it said. And so I said, no, don't believe that. That's a lie.
Yes.
Amen. See? So that's how we have to do. We have to know the truth. In order to know the truth, we've got to read the Word
study to show thyself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And amen. And then listen to your pastors. How can you preach without a preacher? And how can he be sent? Unless he with the Lord. So take the Lord and preachers going along with what the word said.
Yes.
The word stand. The word will stand forever.
Yes.
Amen. And I want to say this in the fear of the Lord. If you get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the word, you will live and you will stay forever. The word stands forever.
Yes, it does.
Praise God.
Yes.
And I thank God for the word.
Amen.
And I thank God we all can be like Jesus.
Yes.
I don't want him to leave me behind. I want to go with him.
Yes.
And in order to go with him, I got to be a part of this right here. Amen.
Yes.